Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said usually the first screw that gets loose in a person's head is the one that controls the tongue. We want to welcome you to our program today, Bible Meditations. We come your way with a desire to help in a study of the Word of God. Studying the Bible is a very important thing. In fact, it is a very serious thing because it involves the salvation of our soul. We're thankful that you're taking the time to think about spiritual matters. We're talking about what the Bible says about various things. We've noted what the Bible says about the Bible. We've noted what the Bible says about the subject of sin. And this week, we've been talking about what the Bible says about the church. Jesus is the builder of the church. He made one, and he wants you and I to be a part of it. It's very important, so important that Jesus shed his blood to buy it. The question that now comes to our mind would be this: how am I going to know the church that Jesus built? If there are many different churches in the world today, how am I going to know if Jesus is the builder of the church that I choose to be a part of? Now remember, the Lord didn't promise to build many churches. "I will build my church" is used in the singular. So how am I going to identify? Well, first of all, there must be a description. If someone's looking for an individual, a person, they give a description of that person, and then you match the description with the person that you look at. Well, it's true also in regard to the church. The pattern for the church is in the Word of God. So I can know if it's the church Jesus said he was going to build by looking at the pattern. In the 8th chapter of the Hebrew letter in verse 5, God said to Moses, "See that you build all things according to the pattern that I showed unto thee in the mount." Friends, it's quite obvious. God did not want Moses to build the tabernacle by his own pattern. God said, "I have given to you a pattern. You see that you follow it." Now, does it make good nonsense for a person to reason, "Well, God was going to build the church, but there's no pattern given for it"? You can make the church however you want to. No, that doesn't make reasoning sense, does it? In 1 Peter 4 and verse 11, Peter said, "If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God." In other words, you carry out exactly what God said in his word. So, match the points of identity. Match them together, and we'll find the church that Jesus built. If I find in the New Testament that the church did certain things, and then I find a church in the world today doing exactly what the Lord said, then I know that I've made a match. I'm matching the points together. So, let's see what we can find along that line. What about what we call the church? Now, I know there are a lot of names. Some of those names are given to religious bodies that magnify the man. There are some of those names that magnify particular doctrines. We believe in this doctrine, therefore we call ourselves after that particular doctrine. But what about the church that Jesus built? Well, I look at Romans 16 and verse 16, and I'd like for you to read this along with me. "The churches of Christ salute you." Those churches that belong to Christ salute you. It seems to me very significant that the church was referred to with that particular terminology. The names of men are not used. The names of particular ideas or doctrines are not used. The relationship to Christ is pointed out. The churches of Christ, of Christ, implies he's the owner. It is his possession. And they salute you. Friends, the name helps us in identifying. Now, I can almost hear somebody saying, well, the name doesn't mean anything. The name is no significance whatever. Well, you know, there was somebody who said at one time, a rose by any other name would be the same. It would be as sweet. Well, the problem with that is that Shakespeare's the author, not God. God didn't say it doesn't make any difference about the name. That's the idea of man. Let's look at another point of identity. What book is used to govern the activities of those who are members of the church? Well, in Acts 17 and verse 11, the people of Berea were said to be noble in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and they searched the scriptures daily. Would you note they did not search the creed book daily? They searched the scriptures daily to see if these things were so. The scriptures became the standard by which men knew what to do. No wonder 2 Timothy chapter 3, 16 and 17 tells us that the scriptures came by inspiration of God and are profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto every good work. So the standard is the Bible. Another mark of identity is how do you become a member of the church that Jesus built. When I look in my Bible, I read about people believing in Christ, being told to repent of their sins, to confess the name of Jesus, and to be baptized for the remission of past sins. That's the way people became members of the church as you read about them in your Bible. What about membership in a church that has different requirements? They don't expect you to do the things that New Testament Christians were expected to do. You see, the Bible is the standard. What does the Bible say about the church? It says Jesus built his church. It's so important that he died for it, and he wants you to be a part of it. Remember, it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.